The Raw Truth teaches men how to live their best life, understanding their role as a man and enjoying the pleasures of life. You'll also learn how to capture a woman properly. Mr. 1950 is going to help you achieve this goal. What he needs you to understand is you're now fucking with a boss. That means be open to change and be willing to do the work. Men, it's time to be the best man you can be. Oh, and ladies, I did not forget about you. Mr. 1950 will show you how to get out of your own way and find the dream guy you've been looking for. Just be ready to be submissive to this silverback lifestyle.
Man, we're in this thing, man.
My bad, man. What's good with you, brother?
It's all good, man. What's happening with you, man?
Shit, I can't call it, man. Living in your world, brother.
Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on today, man. We're about to rock out, man. I really brought this subject up for you bitch-ass niggas, man. Let's start the show off with a couple bitch-ass niggas, man. Well, I started the show off, man. I actually saw a little program, and it was a lot of men talking about it. It's called the... What was it? It was kind of like the short club or something. Like it was a whole bunch of guys who was about 5'2", 5'3". These motherfuckers was talking about their disadvantages in life.
Wait, his short club?
Yeah, something like it was like a short club. I sent it to you, bro. So anyway, it was about a whole bunch of guys complaining about they don't have the same opportunities as other men in life. And they were just, it wasn't just with women. It was just in life. You know what I mean? These cats is talking about, oh, I had to get a step ladder and shit for the house and be around the house. So for me, I'm thinking like, dude, like, why do you not enjoy what you've been born with? You know what I mean? Like, what you've been born with, why aren't you enjoying what God has given you in order for you to perform in life? And yet they're using it as an excuse. They're using it as an excuse. They, you know, women don't like smaller, you know, short guys, and you know, they look down on us. You know, it's almost like abuse. They were really talking bitch made. And I, you know, for me, I always said to me, man, look, man, I ain't 6'5", I'm about 6'1", but it don't that I'm about 6'1", 6'2", but that don't matter. Like when I graduated high school, I was 150 pounds. I had to go to division. I played division one football. I was small as hell. And like, and my mentality was, I didn't care what size they was. I was going out there to bust their ass. So I don't know what your thoughts on it is. I know a lot of it. I know you use the term a lot, why you hate yourself, but I really believe that a lot of people hate themselves and they use excuses for them not to go ahead and put in work to get the game.
Yeah, first, super chat. Thank you, Isaiah Jackson, for the super chat. Appreciate that. Appreciate the love. But, 50, I'm like 5'7". I'm like 5'6", 5'7", dog. I'm a little motherfucker. So
it's too bad.
Bad, yeah. Well, no, it's too good, motherfucker. It's not bad for me.
I know that's what I'm saying, man. Right. You see how you bounced it, though? Yeah. This is what I'm saying. You don't give a fuck.
I never thought about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I never thought height was an issue. I never thought that somebody would be so insecure. But see, it's an insecurity. You know what I mean? A man should not. A man should be happy with what he has. A man should be happy how he lives, how he moves, how he thinks. So, you know what? You made me do something I haven't done in a while, and that's think, dog. I can't remember. I don't even. I've never thought that my height was bad for me because that's who I am. You know what I mean? That dude, you just broke my mind right there. Cause
it's crazy. And what makes it worse, if you look at it, it's not just in height though. Right. But it's in other things in life. Other men be like, oh, they got nice cars. They make it more money. There are different things that a lot of men attach themselves to believe that they're at a disadvantage.
Right. Right.
And I think as a man, for me, I think if you already going into it with fear, and this is why I don't really rock with a lot of content creators. because they create fear and they breathe fear into a lot of men. Oh, don't get married because of these percentages show.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't get married. Or you know what? You know, the hypergamy of a woman or women are going to do you wrong because you don't have this or that. And I think when you create fear for men, I think you create a group of bitch-ass men.
Yeah.
Men are only supposed to fear one person. And that's the God, right? That's someone higher than him. And then the second fear you have is fear that you're not going to be able to accomplish the goals that you put in place for yourself as a man. Those are the two biggest fears you have as a man. Absolutely. And I think a lot of men, they don't really move like that.
Yeah, and all you guys, listen, if you have a question, put a Q in there. If you have a question, the lines are open if you guys want to call in. Yeah, it's a lot of fear tactics. I remember when I was young, I remember the first fear tactic was in the late 70s. I saw in the early 80s, there was this thing where a bunch of knucklehead kids would go to the jail and they get scared straight. You know what I mean? And, you know, and they would, you know, just scare them and stuff. But these tactics that guys are using are the same tactics that if you look at companies, they're doing with women. You know,
yep.
If you turn on your TV, and again, now listen, the reason I give women a pass because they're emotional. I give them a pass because they're emotional, but I've never seen a situation where I saw one time there was a, there's something you could put in your shoe, a shoe lift. I think it was like a shoe lift, and you could put it in your shoe, and it gets you tall. We got a call no, we're not taking this call. You could take it. Oh, man, fuck, dude. I don't even know if you want to take this shit.
Why is this?
I'm going to let you talk to him. Go ahead. Nah, you got 714. Go ahead. You're on 714.
Hi, Steve. Hi, everybody. Hey, Steve, I just wanted to...
I'm not here. It's not my show.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on? What's your question? Okay, what's your question?
All right, here's my question. I think that, like, in the past, when I was younger, a lot of times I was... jealous, maybe, you know, when I was, you know, in my 20s and 30s, I was jealous of what other people had, and I focused on what they had. And then as I got older, I realized it's not good to focus on what you don't have, but it's a lot better to focus on what you do have and to have gratitude for that. What do you think about that? I think gratitude for what you have is one of the most important. It's better to focus on what you have and have gratitude than to have hatred for what you don't have. What say you?
No, but then again, here's a problem. Are we talking outside of yourself or inside of yourself? Because of it, you should never, I don't believe you should have gratitude in what you have outside of yourself. That's just accumulated shit. So what are you talking about, inside or outside? What gratitude are you talking about?
More inside, you know what I'm saying? More inside, like, for instance, I'll give you an example. You should have gratitude. If you have good health, you should have gratitude for having good health. If you have good relationships, with people, you should have gratitude for having good relationships.
Why would you have gratitude for the relationships that you created? Now I understand the health.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's something that we can kind of control it, but you really can't. I knew a long-distance runner when I was in my mid-20s. This guy was a long-distance runner. He ran for the college for many years. He was great. He died at 27, stroke. But what I'm saying to you is he was probably one of the most healthiest people I know. So we can't control it. So I can understand things is uncontrollable, we can probably have gratitude for. But the relationships that are in my life, I've created. Every single one of them. And then the ones that I didn't care for, I got rid of them.
But I guess what I'm saying is, if you approach things just in general with a feeling of gratitude instead of a feeling of resentment, life seems to work out better, at least for me. Focus on what you have. Don't focus on what you don't have. What say you?
Well, I definitely appreciate the call, man. I definitely understand that point. We're definitely going to get to some of these other callers, but I will say you're right when the sense of things is uncontrollable. But I will say outside of that, things that are controllable is controlled by the man itself. All right?
Well, I thought I'd grab this because, I mean, we are talking about hating yourself, and it's a shame that people – and I want to read this because this is the problem with the feminine male today. The first thing they would come out saying is they don't have any fear. I mean, that's what – it's first is trying to soften the blow of the lie that there's not only fear, there's low self-worth, low self-esteem, and he's got a lot of feminine in him, number one. And to say that you struggle, men don't struggle, 50. You see what I'm saying? Listen to what he's saying. Fear, he's using words struggle. He's talking about a white girl. Then he's talking about his family side eye, and the majority of people just don't approve. Why do you give a flying fuck? But 50, what you got
on that? Well, for me too, Jesus. Especially when you say you definitely struggle. So you identify in the fact that there's some insecurities there, because when you're saying you struggle, you're basically saying you're insecure. So you got to get stronger in that point. I will tell you, men, if there's any resistance inside of you, it's wrong. If it's any resistance, meaning, dude, you got to be better than this. We got to be strong men, and we got to move straight forward. There's no side to side. There's no backwards. We move straight forward. And if you're with a woman that you feel like that you're struggling because she's a white girl, come on, bro. That ain't how we rock. We got to do better than that. We can't ever have any type of fear of anything we want. That's like me saying, oh, I got a big girl, and you know, it's definitely a struggle when I'm out with her because you know I'm worried about what other people think, man. Like, yeah. I'm a bitch ass nigga. That's the same thing. What I'm saying about the guys who's short, who's talking about, you know, oh, I got disadvantages because I'm short. That's the same thing. We can't have any internal fear when it comes to the way we want to live. We create our own narrative as men. We create our own narrative. And if you're not creating your own narrative, that means you're living through somebody else's lens.
Yes.
So that means you're not that person.
Yeah, yeah. 868, we'll bring in 1 second. I just want to say on this. This is what we're talking about, guys. I don't give a fuck if the woman is blue. If you don't like what I have, then with all due respect, fuck you. And I'm saying that like my parents, anybody. Because if you don't approve of what I have, matter of fact, that's your problem, but you're not going to disrespect me for the choices I made. And this shows that you, young man, need more help because you're not living any kind of a truth. You're living a bunch of lies inside of you. So if I was you, I would change your name to the lies inside of you because you're just a bitch around your parents. That's why they side-eye your ass, because they know they can. And you ain't man enough to check your fucking parents. Fuck everybody else. But if your parents, the people that love you the most, or your family that's supposed to support you the most, are judging you because of that, you better fucking say fucking kick rocks. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Especially when it comes to something I'm digging down.
Exactly, man. I'm giving it. If she green, she go blah, 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 blah. I'm like, man, shit.
I don't give a fuck. She hopping in the room with one fucking leg and shit, man.
Hey, y'all better like that one hopping bitch that I got.
Hey, this one hop do something for me, man. Fuck you.
868, you're on, man. What's your question, brother?
No question. I had two comments. Is that okay?
Yeah, what's up, man?
First comment was, yeah, get it. First comment was, I had not known I'm from the Caribbean, and I had not known I was short until I started to listen to that Red Bull shit. The second thing, because I normally would get paid something with women. And the second comment is this, that comment, why do you hate yourself, corrected my total mindset as a man. Because normally I will always be cupcaking, trying to please people, and not knowing I am actually What we say in the Caribbean is cutting off your nose or to spoil your face to help someone else.
I've been doing that
all my life. Okay. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Steve.
And I appreciate you calling in. You need to spread the word, though. So the good thing is you having this is that you need to tell other people when you hear this bullshit, you got to correct them. You know, self-hate is real. You need to let them know, like, hey, man, that's not how you're supposed to live your life. You got to live life different. Move on.
But as it comes in,
you don't need a response. Just move on. And see, this is where I'm seeing some fear in you, right? Because when I tell you to tell another man that, then you already have some fear. You have some doubt. This is what we're talking about. If I go talk to another man, I don't give a fuck if it was Mike Tyson. If Mike Tyson was disrespected, if he was leaning on my motherfucking car, Mike Tyson, I will go up to Mike Tyson and say, bruh, don't lean on my car, man. I'm not going to be tiptoed over there and be like, hey, you know, Mike, you know, I'm a big fan. And, you know, Mike, I just want to let you know how much of a fan I am. Hey, but you're leaning on my car. You think you can move for me? You see how I tiptoe? That's called moving laterally. Bro, I'm in the game. I'm not on the sideline. I'm going right to Mike Tyson, and I'm going to tell Mike what's up. You got to stop living your life on the sideline, bro. You got me?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, first off, shout out to – thank you for the call. Shout out to Alvy Kingdom. I appreciate it.
Yeah, shout out to my bro, man.
But look, dude, this is – okay, hold on. Listen. I don't think you – okay, the greatest lie that you weak bitch-ass motherfuckers do is lie to yourself. Only a bitch – is going to say he struggles. Only a bitch is going to say he's worried about what his family and everybody else says. So why are you in so much denial? Why don't you just accept that you pee sitting down and you don't demand respect?
And the truth inside of it, let me say this, man. I appreciate your support. I really do. But let me be straight up with you right now. When you feel like you got to prove yourself to another man and what he said, that's the exact same thing we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We you had no reason to prove yourself to us or the chat. You should not give a fuck about what people think about you. I would come in and I would have commented about something totally different. I would have acted like that never even happened because I don't give a fuck about 50 and Steve. And this is why I'm telling y'all need to start thinking stronger instead of start thinking with your emotions. Like you wanted to prove yourself. And then that's when you're trying to prove yourself, that means you care about somebody else's opinion about you. That's why I always tell men, you should never try to impress a woman. You need to be yourself, because if you're not, that means you're being something you're not. That's what I mean.
Well, he's doing something worse than that. Thank you. Hey, shout out to Alpha Kingdom again. Appreciate the
fight. Shout out to my bro, man. Appreciate you, my man.
Yeah. Here's the thing, dog. We're not trying to be mean. It's the truth. We're just trying to be real, man. You got to wake the fuck up and get your big boy pants on, brother.
Yeah.
Because if you can't handle, well, first off, we know you can't handle your fucking family. So, shit, you already fucked. I need to stop right there. You can't even handle your family, and you worried about everybody else judging you. So what does that say about you, big dog? That's some weak-ass shit. That's fit that dog. That is feminine, dog. That's woman shit. So you got to wake the fuck up and accept that, man. Dog, accept it or not, but you the one brought it up. I didn't just conjure up that shit, 1950.
Yeah,
he brought that shit up. You bring it up, you open and get your ass tore the fuck up in here, dog. So be wary of those shit you say. We go because we look at what you say.
Yeah.
50, there's a question right here. There we go, right here. There's a question right here, Jim is asking.
So what topics do you talk about with women? Hold on, let me blow this up.
What you talk about with women on a date to make it not boring?
What?
What topics do you talk about with a woman on a date?
What topics do we talk about with women? So what you're saying is you're fucking boring. Because basically what you're saying is that just being yourself is boring as fuck. Why do I give a fuck about the topics I'm talking about? I'm talking about the shit I care about. So that means you're fucking boring? What you're trying to do is you're trying to impress her. That's what you're trying to do right there. You're saying, oh, should I, you know, should I talk about VH1? Should I talk about Walmart in the feminine aisle? Should I go there? Should I talk about things that she cares about? I don't give a fuck about what she cares about. But this is what I'm saying. This is why I say men are lacking so much leadership that is affecting other things in their life. When you're not a leader, what happens? You become submissive. Mm-hmm. And you become submissive to the worldly things. And right now you're moving in a way of women. Because women are not leaders. They can lead in the job market. They can do stuff like that. But at the end of the day, when you're a man in the regular world, you are a leader. And if you're not a leader, you're outside of yourself. That's a woman. There's nothing else. There's nothing in between. You're either a man or a woman. So a lot of you men move like women. And this is why I'm trying to tell you, what the fuck do I – this right here? This right here tells me who you are before I met you.
Now, why did you take my thunder, dog? Motherfucker. Yeah, exactly, man. It tells you, not only tells you, it tells the woman. That's what you understand. It tells the woman that you ain't got no game. And all you trying to do is smash, dog. And then which shows you have no experience, which shows that you're thirsty, which shows that you're needy and creepy. So even in your question, you lose, dog, because I'm telling you, if you don't have nothing to say, then she ain't even want to be here. She don't want to be around you, dog. That's it. She just don't want to be around you.
Yeah, and a lot of it is too. Men look at TV and they read these fucking bitch ass magazines. They're saying the sexiest man of the year, and you know these motherfucking top 10 most attractive men. And who fucking, you know, I've never read a list. I've read the outside of it because I've seen it on the front of a magazine or something. You know how many bitch ass men actually look at this fucking shit? There's so many men that look and inquire in regards of fucking men. Like GQ magazines, prime example. If you have a subscription of GQ magazine, you're a bitch-ass man. Because pretty much what you're doing is you're trying to be influenced by what you believe that women are influenced by.
Yeah, and that's the...
GQ.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a GQ subscription. You're a bitch-ass man.
Yeah. I don't even know why a guy would even have that. This goes back to the hate that a lot of these guys have. They're always looking to everybody else to tell them what to be and how to think. They don't even have time to even learn themselves. Thus, when they get around a woman, they automatically lose, man.
Yeah. What is this? You'll never make the best looking male of the year. With a bearded dragon. Hey, let me say this, though. I'm the best-looking motherfucker. Let me tell you. I'm the sexiest, ugliest motherfucker in the world.
Of course.
I always say that.
I'm the
sexiest, ugly motherfucker in the world. And let me tell you why I say it. I say that because whoever fucking fucks with me is going to think I'm the sexiest motherfucker in the world. And the ones who don't think I'm ugly as fuck. So guess what? I win every time.
Yeah, but
I win. I'm a winner. I'm a fucking winner. And I don't give two fucks what people think or how they move.
Listen,
I don't give a fuck. I never did.
Yeah, but this is not on you, but this is on the guy that said that. Why are you in his pockets, dog? Why are you worried about how he look, dog? Man, if something is wrong with... Even if it's a joke, man, y'all aren't supposed to joke like that, man. You ain't supposed to be talking about no man's looks in front of a man, dog.
That's the glitch.
Yeah, that's the glitch in them, bro.
Dog. That's the...
Yeah, you don't say no shit like that. Well, you know what? You'll never be the cutest. You know, like,
And first of all, men are not supposed to ever. That's for women to judge.
That's
right?
Women shit. Yeah, man.
That's for women to judge, man. Yeah. We ain't supposed to ever try to lead a house, man. You know how I look in this. I ain't never said that to somebody. Hey, bro. Or, hey, baby, how I look in this. What the fuck? Who am I to look? I'm the judge of me.
Yeah.
I'm the judge of me. This is how we got to move.
Yes.
You guys got to call in, man. 563-999-3056. The call-in lines is ready. I know you got two dragons right here, two savages that you – don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Hold your fear in and give us a call. The call-in lines is open right now.
J. you know, judge and jury, brother. That's, see, listen, even a woman's opinion doesn't fucking matter. You know what I mean? I mean, it just is what it is. You know, whether she say, we appreciate the love, right? But if you know, it's really none of our business what they think. And that's y'all's problem. Y'all are creating your narrative based off of what a woman thinks, man. You know, they're going to like you or hate you. What the fuck business is mine? I'm just going to do what the fuck I do. And as long as I look good to me, as long as I'm sexy to me, as long as I'm desirable to me, as long as I'm the shit to me, nobody can tell me motherfucking different. But you can think different, but what you fucking think, I care more about that squirrel running across my goddamn grass than what you think, so that shit don't matter, brother.
Hey, man, hey, I like that fucking shit, man. Let me say this really quick. I remember back in the day, you know, there was a guy, this motherfucker used to tell me he used to walk around with his shirt off because girls like muscles, right? And, you know, I was in shape, motherfucker, then, too. I was, you know, like I said, I was younger, and I was in shape, motherfucker, too. And I told myself, man, if I ever got to take a layer off to get a motherfucker to look at me, I ain't shit. And I told him that. I was like, bro, to be honest with you, man, you're going to have everyone looking at you. Everyone and he thought he was a Chippendale or something. This is what I'm saying. A lot of these males get around men, and then they say things like this. Oh man, if you're comfortable with your sexuality, then you would do this. So what that's saying is, it gives you want to pass for being a bitch. You want to pass for not doing what you're supposed to do as a man. Like a woman is going to feel me regardless. I don't even have to open my mouth. She gonna feel me regardless. And if she don't, she ain't the one I need.
Yeah.
That ain't the one for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know why men don't move like that.
Well, yeah, well again, I don't have muscles, nor do I do. My thing is, I don't buy into trying to win a woman over by outside shit. I just never believed in that. What you see is what you get, but what you hear and what you hear from me is something you've never heard before. So that's why I push the mind, man. I mean, the mind is so sexy, guys. The mind, man. And listen, women may want a guy with muscles, but as soon as that muscle-bound fool opens his mouth, it's over with. But man, that's why a lot of y'all guys see pretty women with guys with all shapes and sizes. Because what y'all don't understand is, just like art, women like what they like, and you just can't stop that. But also, women cream over a motherfucking man that can get them without even using anything on the outside, 50.
Man, and it's crazy you said that, too. It's like, we're, like the real ones, like all these men, like you can see, they work so entirely hard to get a like, a view, a motherfucking to smirk, to smile. I mean, they get so fired up for the most minimal things. And I'm just in my daily fucking life, just moving as me.
Yeah, man.
And I don't even notice, but I know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did look, I would be like, man, I'm more of a shit than I thought. You know, and that's pretty fucking high. You know what I mean? For me too, it's always like this for me. Like today, for example, right? I'm gonna leave here. I'm gonna go drive by Walmart. I got Walmart pickups. Man, I don't go in the stores no more, man.
Oh,
I decided I don't go. Yeah, so I go online. Go, hey, pop, pop, pop. Drive up. Yeah. They start putting them in the back of the truck. You know what I mean? You just drive off and shit. See, this is what I'm saying, man. I'm a boss. I like to go in there, boop, boop, boop. Shit dropped in my back. Drive off, like, so I'm gonna do this, right? But then I tell myself, yeah, I'm gonna ride my bike. I'm gonna go on my bike ride pretty far away, and I know that through this park, this is hella like moms walking around with their kids, or moms walking around this big park, and I know, when I get there, I feel naked, right? Because them motherfuckers, I know. I'm prime rib to them. You know what I mean?
Oh,
they're at home with some weak man that's insecure, checking her phone, you know, going through her shit, you know, asking her where she was, find out, like, really, man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. If you live with a woman, good morning. How you doing? All right. I'm going to see you later on. You see you later on. Like, y'all be checking where you at, when you coming home, why you doing this, why you doing that. Yeah. She should already understand what her job is and what she got going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's crazy.
No, it's fun. That's the best part about it. It's nothing like, guys, it's nothing like that. See, y'all, that mirror shit is real. It ain't nothing like looking in that mirror and just looking at yourself and have yourself tell you how good you look, how fucking dope you are, how cold you are. It's like, damn, do you have to go outside today because you about to fuck somebody else's life somewhere? Because some woman you're going to run into is going to get the business. So, you know what I mean? So,
I know. I had a comment yesterday. I did a show, a live show. And it was about making of the plate or whatever. And the women were saying they want to make the plate. That wasn't it. There were actually some guys in there that were really questioning whether or not the women should be doing this for them. And they were saying, like, do you really get these women to do this for you? As if it's kind of like, why do you hate yourself so much to believe this is not supposed to happen for you? Like, why do you have so much doubt in yourself? You know, it's just like somebody saying, you know, to a little kid, you know, hey, you're not going to amount to nothing in your life. Like, who am I to tell some little kid that they're not going to amount to nothing in life? Like, this kid can be the most incredible person in the world.
Yeah.
That they created their own lane. They're going to do their own thing. But who am I to judge their lifestyle? And what I'm saying to y'all, the reason why I'm saying this is because a lot of you men sit around a table, hug each other, and have cuddle parties. Mm. And all y'all do is sit around and talk about what you don't have, how you don't have it, and talk about, and then when somebody's confident enough to admit it, you didn't question us because you're not on our level. I'm almost tired of getting questioned. I'm tired of people saying, oh, you know what? And they just saying this. This ain't how they live their life. And I get tired of that now because it's like, for you to not think this is, you're capable of this, For you to doubt another man's life on how he's living is based on your own insecurities.
Yeah. So to help you guys out, this is how it is. So for the regular guys, they're like, hey, John, what's going on? What are you doing? Nothing. Oh, well, hey, what's going on with Susie? Well, I haven't talked to her yet, but I'm going to get the courage to do it. Well, hey, John, you take your time because you know what? Don't rush it. It's okay. You know what? I got your back, buddy. Put his arm around him. Okay, I'm guessing because I know they don't talk like we talk. Because when you get around some pipe hitters, this is how it goes. What's the other dog? Shit. We either talking sports, video games, lesbians, or hunting, or video games, lesbians, and sports. I don't know. We talking, but when we talking shit. We like, what's good with you and shit. And the thing is, you don't understand our problems. See, your problems are, well, how do I get the girl? Our problems are, how do we get rid of the girl? Our problems are, well, you know what, man, look, I just told her to go, and now she crying, and now she begging me, and that's our problem. See, but see, I know y'all can't even understand what we talk about, but that's what we talk about. We don't sit around talking, well, gee, what's going on? No, man, we ought to talk about football, sports, movies, man shit. All we do is talk man shit. And then, hey, and y'all guys, like 50 said, I'm used to sure 50 said before, y'all guys like, okay, well, bye-bye. Oh, okay, bye, friend. Bye. Bye, guy, or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's why we don't use the word bye-bye.
We don't use the word bye or bye-bye. You know, we be like, all right, man.
All right, bro. All
right, man.
You know what I mean?
This is
how I know men struggle, right? This is how I know men struggle. See, I always tell men to find your lane, meaning you don't need to be us, but just find the best you.
Yes.
And that confidence will come out of you, right? And then you'll be having your own you swag, right?
Yeah.
I have my own swag. Steve has his own swag. You should have your own swag.
Yes, sir.
And so what I'm saying to y'all is that I can tell when you're unsure.
Yes.
I can tell when you don't want to lift your arms up because you're afraid that you can put that deodorant on, and you just all soft and sensitive when you're thinking about yourself. You know what I mean? I can tell. I can tell when you're unsure. You know what I mean? I can tell when you don't have it in you, and then you project all that bitch assness on the men like us because you don't have it, and what you try to do is you try to pull us down to your level. We will never be at your level. I will never be at your level. And the reason why is because I believe in me first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth, and tenth. Yeah. I bet on me.
Yeah.
I do nothing but bet on myself.
Yeah. If I ever had a thought, my mind would never allow me to do it. I will always be that kid out in the window watching y'all. I can't play with y'all. I'll be that kid out the window looking at y'all look like y'all have the most boring life. Damn, hey, look. Wow, look at that piece of ass that walked by. I bet you ain't going to. Look, he even charged to that piece of pussy. Damn. So
I looked at a lot of motherfuckers outside, boys. A lot of losers. And you surround yourself with them all day long. Let me read this question really quick.
Yeah.
It says, what do you guys recommend someone get coaching from both of you at the same time? IROC. Yeah, we don't do nothing at the same time, brother. I mean, we don't rock like that. You know what I mean? Like that ain't something we rock with. But what I would tell you, because this comment don't even sound right. But I understand what you're saying, brother. So I'm gonna give you a pass. But what I would say to you is that just find the one you're most comfortable with. Like for me, I don't know if I can speak for myself. I can't speak for Steve.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna speak for me a little bit. So what I try to accomplish first is I try to eliminate the bitch inside of you. I start there. I bitch test you, and I continue to bitch test, and I get it out of you, and I want you to see how you sound, how you feel. You know, like y'all men grabbing your knees, sitting in the corner, like that's like looking down, like sad. This is what I'm saying. Like there's a whole lot of bitch inside of you, and it's my job to get that out of you. And then I bring what's inside of you out of you. That's what I do. And I can only speak for me. And the only reason I want to bring that to people's attention is because when most people get around me, they get the coaching by me, they know off top, like, I'm not dealing with bitch assness. I can't even talk to you on the phone if you act like a bitch. I can't. There's no money that you can pay me to entertain bitch-ass men. And I'm just saying for me. I can't do it because I immediately tell you off front, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to reset your personality because it's been you've been born a bitch for your entire life, and you're reeking bitch. So I gotta eliminate that smell, and I got to take that out of you. But that's how I get down. So I'm going to give you the pass on the way, the how this created, but I know kind of how what you was trying to say.
Yeah.
But when you got men together, you can't say – get something together, like that right there. That don't sound right. At the same time, you get what I'm saying? We don't use words like that. Let me tell you how to articulate yourself. Hey, you know, I'm thinking about getting some coaching. I don't know which one of you will be better. I'm gonna email you both and we can talk about that then.
Yeah, that's how we get out, right?
Oh,
absolutely. I would just say for the young man that if you haven't started working on your puzzle pieces, I can't help you. So I would just say that. I always push that. So if you're not doing what I tell you for free, you're not being able to. You're not a student. So I couldn't help you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, man. It's close to it. I'm gonna say this right here, Marine Boot Camp. It's close to it, and let me say close. That means they're close to me. So I'm gonna tell you right now, I will berate you. I'm going to do everything in my power to make you cry. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you feel uncomfortable in this conversation because that is the exact thing that I'm attacking. That's the bitch inside of you. And we have to purge it. Let me tell you something. If I can make you cry, someone you care about and find attractive will make you weep. So what I'm trying to do to you is I'm getting you stronger by building you up as a man. I'm really good at it, too. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to berate you. I'm going to go to your little online dating, I'm going to go to your little social media because I need access to all that. When I talk to my clients, I need to see what you got going on.
Yeah.
You're not going to just be around me and be a bitch. Okay, let me look at your Instagram. Let me look at your Facebook. Let me see some of the things you're posting. Let me look at, send me the last time you talked to a woman, send me the last 5 screenshots, and I need the times and dates on them. And see, I'm going to look at these things, and I'm going to examine what level bitch you are. And then I need to put in God's work into pulling the bitch out of you. And I know y'all think I'm playing.
Mannerism.
I'm not fucking playing. But I changed lives, and now I got motherfuckers walking around here with bitches they got to kick out. They got to kick bitches out. I talked to one this morning. He can't – he don't even have time to talk to bitches right now. It's just too much going on for him. Too much in his life. And this is what I'm saying. It took a lot, though. It took a lot. This is what I'm saying. So I'm just letting y'all know, if you want the bitch inside of you to be taken out of you, I'm the guy. If not, if you want part bitch, you got to find you a coach that's going to tolerate that. But I mean, if you want 10% bitch, 5% bitch, if you want that, 50 ain't the one, man. I can't. I'm gonna tell you right now, I can't do it, man.
I can't do it, man. Can't do it, brother.
I just like, it's just like, have you ever just walked past someone and you just get it? Like, what the fuck was that? That's that bitch inside of you, man. And that's what I'm saying. We gotta change your life, man. You know what I mean? This is hard fucking knocks. You know, we're not playing around here. I'm not gonna be one of them guys. Hey, how you doing, brother? Yeah, let me just talk to you a little bit. What type of struggles are you having right now? Okay. So what is it that you want to accomplish with women? Oh, okay. You want that? Yeah. Okay. You want her to? Okay. All right. So what's your success rate, right? I'm not talking to you like that. I need you to admit one thing when you call me. You need help.
Yes.
Just say that. I need help. And you know what? Look, you cannot change what you do not acknowledge. Don't call me talking about you got 50% game. You have no game. And you need to admit that from the opening line. Hey, man, I feel what you do. I want to see if you can help me out, man. I need some help, man. I'm struggling in these areas. No problem. No problem. You know what? I'm 50 is your guy. But this is what I need from you. I need you to stand up. I need you to look down and tell me what colors you got on right now. It's pink. It's lavender. It's velvet. Yeah, get rid of all that. We're going to change your life, gentlemen. I know I'm over here talking some shit, Steve. Go ahead, man.
No, brother. It's your show. I'm just chilling with you, dog. Shit, I'm laughing. I'm laughing my ass off. This way. Look, forget about who it's going to. I just want to help you where Black, you're fucking up. Black, you're the problem in all this. It's not even your boy. There's a lot of problems in this. Number one, you men have got to stop hanging out with losers. Number two, you've got to stop asking about losers to men because it doesn't work that way, man.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever they've got going on, I mean, my question is, how can you even call this motherfucker your boy? How can you even disrespect yourself and say your boy? Because that mm-hmm. bitch right there, I would have cut that motherfucker out of my life so fast. Man, get your bitch ass out of here. Quick. And then you're asking.
She does give him conversation.
Yeah, but then you're asking what he should do. Like what? So you want me to wrap it up in a piece of paper? Hold on. Wait, let me get a piece of paper because apparently you want me to put this shit on a dove or some shit so you can send that shit to him. So we're going to wrap this motherfucker up. So you want me to go ahead and give you the answer so you can take the piece of paper and put it on a dove and send it to him and shit? I mean, what kind of...
This is the type of man right here.
Jesus Christ.
This is the type of man that buys birthday gifts for his boy.
What kind of shoes, 50?
Oh, I'm telling you right now. Let me explain these. They high yellow Crocs. High yellow Crocs this man has on as we speak. High yellow, and they got to be high yellow. So I'm letting y'all know right now, if you see this guy's comment, high yellow Crocs with A. He got matching yellow socks. some Wranglers on, Wrangler shorts, and a tank top that says, "I just left the gym." That's what we got on right now. with a mustard stain on it. Lead and relish off the hot dog, man. It's on your shirt. Hey, that's straight up, man. Hey, so let me just say this for you, man. You can't, like if Steve was hungry, we was out. If Steve was hungry and I went to the store, he just told me, man, I got to get something to eat. And I just walked up to the inside the store and be like, hey, man, my homie, he needs something to eat. He said he was hungry. They're going to look at me weird as fuck. And they're going to look at me weird as fuck. Like, why do you give a fuck about his hunger and why ain't he in here asking about his motherfucking hunger? You know what I mean? That don't make no sense. Come on, man.
You can't be talking that way, dog. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah,
my size,
man.
My size, dog.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, though, this is no man should ask another man a question about another man. And then want to know what that other man should do. What are you going to do? Run back and tell him? You should already have told him. And that's where the problem is. You want us to tell you so you can tell him. You should have already known that motherfucker's a bitch. And you should have said, you know what, fuck you.
That's straight up. That's straight up. But you're 100% right. If you really think about it, too. And then he says, I was against it, and she just told him she was a lesbian. Like, motherfucker, why are you making decisions for this motherfucker? You was against it. Motherfucker, why are you putting your feelings in regards of another man? There's all kind of man codes up in here, man. The motherfuckers just don't give a fuck about the brand. Fuck it.
Oh, Jesus.
I this is how you present a gift for him at Christmas. You know, I was really, I thought this would be the greatest gift when I saw it. I thought of you. I wanted to make sure I got this to you. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
Right.
We don't buy each other fucking gifts for Christmas.
Yeah, man.
Come on, bro. We gotta do better as men, dog. We out here. We're out here looking bad. Man, why don't you go ahead and call in? His name, Black Caesar?
Yeah.
Go ahead, call in, Black Caesar.
You see, and then listen, this is important for your guy. This is why we tell you, you got to look at your friends. You got to look at the motherfuckers you fuck with. Because the motherfucker you fuck with shouldn't be doing this stuff that you're doing right now. This is killing the man code, man. And I don't give a fuck what kind of lesbian she is and all of this shit. Disrespect is disrespect. But the fact is that you have, it's like I had to deal with this the other day, like a bro code where you're like, it's like you're Bilbo Baggins and he's the other Bilbo Baggins guy. And two of them bring in things. And Bilbo, Frodo, one's Frodo and you're Bilbo. And Frodo's dating somebody. And Bilbo's like, well, I've got to go to the Shire. But why are you hanging out with her today? You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I mean, I remember my pop used to tell me, man. He said, hey, if your friend got to come to you for some game, then you got to ask somebody else. You ain't got no game either. Both of y'all motherfuckers ain't got no game. So you motherfuckers got to make sure you understand. You gotta be on your shit. I'm telling you, I was against it.
Yeah.
That right there to me tells me so much in regards of you guys' relationship.
I know. Well, we got the call right here, Eric Coach.
He was jealous about that motherfucker.
208, you up, brother. You got it, brother. What you got for us?
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. What's up, brother? What you got for us, brother?
Hey, I would just want to give a shout-out to both you guys, man, and most definitely Mr. 1950. I'm going to keep it short. Come from a very aggressive background and everything, and I took it upon myself to always be aggressive with everything, women, et cetera, not put my hands on them, but not coming to him as a...
This is an aggressive lifestyle, man. It's a lot of silverback, man.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I try to create a space for us aggressive motherfuckers, man.
Yes, sir. So I just want to let you know, man, that you have honestly helped me with my family. I got a 3-month-old son. And just my baby mother, she was saying that she wanted me to respect a whole lot more. And I took it upon myself to sit back and realize I have been at like a strict military guy with my woman, not letting her voice her own opinion, not letting her think for herself, thinking forward. But I had to take a step back and just realize, yeah, I just need to let her be a woman instead of me trying to be me. Let this woman talk instead of her suffocating her. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to tell you thank you, man.
Yeah, you gotta look, I always tell men, You gotta listen to them. I don't mean you gotta hear them. You know, you still move the way you move, and you gotta remember too. When they come to you, it's all emotion. It's how they feel, and they got really nothing to do with anything else, right? And if they're complaining about something too continuously, you gotta kind of look in the mirror about yourself too. How are you leading this woman? Like why is she continuously coming to me with this? When I continue to give her solutions, but she continues to come to me with it. I always hear men talking about, oh, she keeps asking me this, she keeps doing this, she keeps doing that. But you got to look at yourself and how you lean, because if she continues to come to you, there's a kink in your armor somewhere. And you need to feel that, you need to stick. But I definitely agree with you. You got to let your women speak, man.
It's not a dictatorship.
I realized that, like you said, you have to take yourself, you have to take a look in the mirror, man, and that's what I did, and I realized I fucked up. I was fucked up, and I had to give it to her, man, because she's a good woman, contributes and everything, and I just took it upon myself to just not give a fuck, and to not giving a fuck. You know, I can't say I almost lost her or nothing like that, but we was gonna end, because I was going to leave, but I had to realize it was my...
Hold on. Did you say... That you almost lost her?
That's why I said, nah, I don't mean almost lost her. What I'm saying is I was going to leave her myself, but then I had to sit back and realize, okay, this is my fault. This is my fault that all this is going on.
I don't know, bro.
I think you felt like you almost
lost her. Nah, I ain't almost losing, man. I was about to leave myself, but I was... Say it again.
Well, no. Here's the thing, big dog, about men. You know, the first thing that comes off your mouth is actually your truth sometimes. You just try to back up and try to move away from it. You felt like you were about to lose her because it was something. Now, let me ask this question. In regard, you felt like you lose her. Is she your wife, or is she just a chick you fucking?
Nah, she's my son's mother. Not my wife. She's my woman. All right.
See, here's the thing that I don't understand. Okay, look, I'm glad you have a son and all that other stuff.
But for
everybody else, I need y'all to be more responsible and stop having babies by women who don't have your name. I don't know why y'all guys, why you guys don't. The reason why I have great relationships, big dog, is because let me mute you real quick. I was like, what the fuck going on in your house? Okay, so let me mute you real quick. So what I'm saying is that I always teach my clients and everybody. There's the 50. I got the meet the dating section, and then there's a relationship. And then there's moving in together, and then there's engagement, and then there's marriage, and then there's fatherhood, right? But in every section, there is a standard that I have for myself, and she must uphold to move on to the next level, because I won't tolerate anything. But and Dwayne, we'll bring you back in. And it's no knock on you guys out here having children with women. It's just that I get so fucking sick and tired of some of you guys make nothing up in these women, then these women treating you like shit when they've always treated you like shit, what have you, and then you all in your fucking panties and shit. Please stop having children with women who don't have your name. Stop just fucking frivolously. Wrap that dick up so you can stop all this crying ass, oh, well, she got other guys and all this other shit. But what say you, 50%.
Yeah, and I want to say this too. So I agree with you 1,000%. I talk about that all the time. But another thing is that why would you have a kid by a woman that's not 100% on your program?
Oh my God.
If you're not married to the woman, marriage means 100% vetted. She's on your program. She's following instructions. She's doing everything she needs to do. If you're not in a full commitment with this woman, then what you're saying is, you don't trust her enough to be married to her, but you are okay with having a baby by her. So that's where my biggest problem is.
Yeah, I open up. It's 775. We'll bring you in afterwards. 208. Do you have anything to say on that? We'll bring you 775 afterwards. 208.
More so, yeah. More so is just I just realized that I always treated them like shit. Just to be honest, that's just what I've always done, and I just didn't care. But I
you always
realized the way I was
treating her. What do you mean by treating her like shit? Let me hear that, because a lot of men say they're treating her like shit, but really what they're doing is actually leading the ship. So let me hear what you mean by treating her like shit. What does that mean?
Just not caring how I talk to her. You know what I'm saying? Took it upon myself to
say. Okay, you're talking emotionally. You were calling her bees and all this stuff. Yeah, that ain't it.
Yeah, but why would she be with you? Yeah. I mean, there's so many problems with this.
And why would you feel like you need to raise your voice to this woman? You have a baby by her.
Yeah, and
you see what I'm saying?
Belittle her at the same.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you see what I'm saying. I realized that it was me that I was fucking up. I didn't want to raise my son. Yeah. Like, oh no, that's wrong, son. You can't talk to her like that. But I'm doing that. So I had to realize, and I said, I had to talk with her and let her know, you know, I apologize for it. Just to be real, because I committed those actions that fucked her up. Man,
now here's,
so
how long have you been with her for? Just curious. How long has she been your girl for?
2 years. 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
How old is the baby?
3 months.
So you
Oh, my God, bro.
Dude, come on. How old are you, big guy? How old are you, man? How old are you?
22.
All right, you know what my son's is your age. You know what I tell my son, and you know the rule
is
rule of my house, and I'm not, and I'm just being, just talk about me. I tell him I'm not gonna be a bastard granddad. I ain't being no bastard granddad, and what I mean by that is that it is college, school, marriage, and then children. That's what we Williamses do over here. We are not knocking up any motherfucking body, you marry first and then you have child second. Why would you have a child with this woman? Okay, if she's good enough to have a child, why isn't she good enough to be your wife?
Honestly, man, just the way everything is settled with the laws and everything.
Okay, all right, time out. Okay, all right. First off, you got to get off that red pill shit. All right, so tell me real quick. Tell me about the law so I can break all that crazy shit you about to tell us. What about the laws, though? What about the laws have you been indoctrinated with that you're afraid of? What about the laws?
You right. It's more so the red pill things. And I'm going to be real. Yeah. That's what it is. It's more so I've been conditioned by the red pill.
I'm glad you're admitting this shit.
Over-consuming on it.
Yeah, but then that's the bitch in you that you got to get out of you then. Because you got a lot of bitch. I say this with love. You got a lot of bitch in you, dog. Because a man ain't going to sit there and let another man tell him about laws to prevent him from doing what the fuck. What laws should prevent you from being married? Now, please let me say this before I say what I'm saying. This is not a show to say you have to get married. I'm not trying to advocate marriage or anything. I'm just trying to advocate your mindset off of these bitch-ass excuses you're making. So, again, why would you have a baby with somebody and she's not worth marrying? That's all I'm asking. You're saying the law. So what law are you talking about that you thought about to say, I'm not going to marry you, but I'll have a kid by you? What law is that?
The thing is, she is. I just didn't do it because I was over-consuming on things. Like I said, I was going to be a better dude, and I'm admitting to it. That's what it is.
That's all good.
She is. It's all because of the content I make with them. That's all.
Yeah, but with this red pill stuff, how long you been stuck in the red pill for?
Man, I got on it when I was 19, so about 3 years.
So you've been there for three years before you met. So you were in that shit.
Yeah, we're going to have a red pill rehab special up, man. Red hair rehab.
What is wrong with you? When does common sense kick in? I mean, y'all got to have some common sense here.
Yeah, a lot of, so, and I'm going to say this too, man. It's like, I know you're admitting these things, right? But you can't have these same type of mistakes 3 years down the road, right? Because then
of course.
These apologies will mean nothing, right? Because you know you're apologizing to yourself because you know you did wrong. But also too, now that you have this child, you need to have a plan for this child.
Yeah.
Like I always tell my oldest, like Steve said, you know, I'm not gonna be I'm going to use that, too. I'm not going to be a bastard grandfather.
Yeah, grandfather.
I told mine, see, I told mine in different. I said, hey, don't tarnish the last name
right.
by having a kid with a woman that don't carry yours.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Don't tarnish the last name.
Exactly.
So that's straight up. So I don't advocate for men to get married unless they plan on having kids, right, with this woman. I always try to tell men that you have to have a plan now for your kids. Your kid is here. Do you have a plan for your kids?
I do. That's why
what's the plan?
I started with myself.
No. What is the plan for the kid?
Are you saying more so like just to make – Could you elaborate for me? I don't want to.
Okay. Oh, well, go ahead, Fritz. I'll go behind you because I got something.
So a plan to me, and this is for me, a plan is when a child is born, you have to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got to have these ages. You got to be prepared to teach this kid. But not only that, you got to understand the first teacher is his mother. So you got to get a control of that situation. The plan should be to get in control of the mother. Are you still with this woman?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you got to get in control with this. Got to get in control, and I don't know if you're able to do it because I hear weakness in you.
You
need some strength.
Respect the hell out of
you. You say what?
I say yeah, most definitely. You respect the hell out of me, man.
Okay, because I can hear when you mentioned that you was yelling at her, you was cussing her out. That means there was a form of disrespect that happened.
Oh no, it wasn't never that. It wasn't like yelling or cussing. It was just like not really letting her speak, not really just neglecting her, really pretty much just that, not like yelling or cussing. I've never done that.
Let me say this. Quick, Baker, you're a bitch. No, hold on. Not that you 208. I'm talking about another bitch. I mean, it might be your brother here. Baker, you're a bitch, okay? Because only bitches use phrases like bitches. So you're a bitch.
What is MGTOW? What is that?
Men going their own way. Because some guy who used to fuck
you know, what does that sound like?
That's
perfect for this month.
That's bitch-ass shit.
Yeah, that's the MGTOW anniversary month. It's June.
Yeah, bitch shit. But anyway, yeah,
what men are going anywhere?
Man, that's a bitch ass.
When we gotta go, we don't go nowhere. We dominate where we at.
Yeah, that's
that makes no sense.
Off that shit. You ought to be ashamed of this shit. Yeah, hey, because you ain't get. Hey, you don't care what no one says. You
He's
ain't get
trolling.
Nobody. Yeah, anyway,
he's got to be trolling.
208. This is what I'm saying to you, brother. You got to wake the fuck up. And this is the man. This is the man and the king in you. If you're gonna have a young prince or your son, you must discuss religion. You got to discuss discipline. You got to discuss schooling. You got to discuss
the money you're gonna put aside.
That no. What do you mean? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't say yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you ain't doing this shit. You ain't doing this
what
shit.
What I was saying is, no disrespect, what I was saying is I understand what you mean by plan. Yeah, I have those things still.
I know about the Israelites. So you, so I know for you, how long have you been an Israelite?
I honestly figured all this stuff out at 18.
Okay, you've been indoctrinated since you was 18 with the Israelites?
No, I was saying I realized what I am at 18. I was into Christianity because of my family, then I stopped going to church.
Yeah, so you believe you're the original Jews, right?
Jews and Israelites are two different things.
I know, but that's what the Israelites believe. They believe that they're the original Jews, right?
Yeah, they're the original ones, yes, sir. Well, yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, so you're talking to the guy here. I've studied organized religion for a very long time. What I'm saying to you is I understand what Israelites think about. So what I'm saying to you is for you to even have a baby right now, 3 months in, you totally disrespected your beliefs. You're not even moving the way Israelites move. They don't move like that. That's one of the most unified – That's one of the most unified religions almost out, other than Muslims. And the reason why I'm saying this to you is I want you to see the impact that you're making on your child, like Steve said, that you're not even moving the way you need to move, because what I'm telling you is by listening and knowing the Israelites, I know that they didn't teach you that, bro. And if you're around any of those Israelites, those are some strong men with foundation beliefs, and you're not using your resources. I'm sure they told you how to live. I'm sure they gave you a foundation of what's right and wrong in life, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on, bro.
Many opportunities.
You got many opportunities, a lot of resources. It doesn't sound like you're using them. Those guys are stand-up brothers there, man. Stand-up brothers. And I'm just saying this because I know a lot of them, and also I studied that. That's not what I am, but I studied it. I know about it. So what I'm telling you is that you need to really dig into that, get the fabric of it, and you need to indoctrinate your family. It doesn't matter if your woman is not an Israelite.
Okay.
It doesn't even matter how you move it, because if y'all break up, all of a sudden, she's going to be teaching your kids something else. And this is why Steve and I are saying you should have been married to this woman. Like, I'm not going to continue to preach you. You got something, Steve?
No. You're absolutely right. I'm just saying that, you, young man, you just fucking up all the way through, dog. Are you living with this woman?
Yeah, it's my fault, man. If I never would have got onto the bed,
are you living with her? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
man, you fucking dog. Wait, bro. Where's your dad at? Is your dad around? You have your daddy in your life?
He died when I was 3.
Okay. So, all right. So let me get this straight. So, how long has she been living at your place for?
This is recent. It's been about 6 months, 7.
So you're in your kid's 3 months. So you started playing house.
You knocked her up. She was pregnant when she moved in. Yeah.
Knocked her up. And you're exactly what the red pill pushes, because you're gonna be the exact same guy when shit doesn't work out and she leave you and fuck you over. You're gonna run right back to those motherfuckers and say, "See, you're right, but you have created something fucked up, dude." Why? Okay, is she working?
Yes, she is.
What's the financial plan? What's the plan?
Financial plan for us, every time we get paid, take out $500, so we make enough to do that. Put that to the side and leave that to him.
All right, then what? What about bills? Is all the money going to your bank account? Are you in control of the bills, or what is she paying?
Yeah, I am. I manage her money. I make sure that everything she gets paid, I see it, and I'm paying most of the bills myself. I'm talking about rent, car notice, cheap.
You need some coaching. You just need some coaching, because I'm telling you right now, it sounds good. And what I'm saying is she wants to follow. It sounds like if any woman allow you to manage their money, they want to follow, but your leadership sucks. So you just need some coaching, man. You need to really, really think about getting, either a mentor or a coach, man, something, because you're on the cusp of being great, but you're also on the cusp of being a bitch. So you gotta make sure that you don't go to the ladder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to make sure that you stay strong for your family, man. And we're not up here preaching just to preach.
Yeah.
And this is real life right here.
And young man, we're not saying get married and all this other stuff, but if you're but if you're not going towards it, why the fuck is she living with you? You know what I mean?
For real.
You got to think about that stuff. And I'm not saying kick her out or nothing like that, but this is what we're saying. Stop getting in these relationships and playing house and shit with these motherfucking women. I don't understand why y'all don't do this, but hey, we wish you the best of luck, man, and we'll throw you back in, buddy, okay?
For sure. I'm going to DM you 1950.
All right, good.
No, it's all good.
Too. Yeah, please DM, because he's going to punch you dead in your motherfucking chest. God.
Hey, man, all those there. As long as these motherfuckers understand, my first step is to get the bitch out of you. We're going to go from here.
Oh, my God, man. Let me see what this guy is. I think this is a joke right here. This is what's wrong with you. See, this is why y'all bitches, dog. What the fuck does a law guy do with a man being his own fucking law and ruling himself? Why do you need the man or a man to tell you how to operate your mind?
That's red pill philosophy right there.
It's a bitch ass
fear. It's the fear.
It's a bitch ass shit right here.
It's the fear. It's coping though.
Look at
it's the fear.
Look at that shit.
it's the fear. Oh, we gotta learn the law because of this and the, I mean, you're supposed to be educated on a lot of things. So, but at the end of the day, man, we're not. Look, man, he already made that decision. He got to live with that decision. Like, regardless of, he created that own situation, so he's going to live with that shit.
Yeah, but wait, what does the law got to do with the fact if he's manipulated, he's a bitch anyway? So what the fuck are you talking about? So only a bitch gets manipulated, dumbass. So what the fuck do the laws got to do with? Because only a bitch is going to do bitch shit. If something is wrong, hey, Seed, you are a broken Seed. Something is wrong with you, dog, with this whack-ass shit you saying, dog, yeah, to her advantage. You dumb fucker, as soon as he knocked that fucker, oh, excuse my language, and he's still on. As soon as he knocked that woman up, hey, it's the law's on her side now. She can do whatever the fuck. If she want to leave right now, she can leave. And guess what? If she wants to get him in for his money, she can. And that's why we keep telling you dumb motherfuckers, fuck, but wrap that dick up. Damn, dog.
It's bad. It's bad out in these streets, man. You know, a lot of times, man, they hear us, like, talking to men, and they'd be like, oh, man, I mean, I can kind of agree on this one, that one. You got to start from the top. If you don't agree at his overall philosophy, you don't agree with that man. I mean, there may be things that we can understand, but if we don't agree with you, because, like, the thing is, he knocked her up, and I don't know what made him believe that moving in was going to be better. How is that? That's two bad decisions in a row.
Playing house.
You knocked her up. Mm-hmm. Well, first, you're raw. You knocked her up.
Yep.
So you're raw. Your pull-out game is trash. then you move her in, right? But before that, you was berating her, disrespecting her. These are all bad choices.
Bad.
See, when you're emotional, you match their emotion.
Yes.
So that means you're stooping to their level. When you're stooping to their level, they look at you eye to eye and they believe, oh yeah, we the same here.
We equals.
We equals because you can't control your emotion.
Yes,
I got you.
Yeah, man.
You see, this is why you know when you got a baby starts crying because they want attention and they're trying to manipulate you. Now if I start crying with the baby's gonna look at me like who is this guy? Like, why are you doing this? It doesn't make sense for you to do this with me. You're a grown-up. You know what I mean? I'm trying to communicate. But you're doing it just because you're being a motherfucking fool. And I don't understand men. I just don't understand men that don't understand the philosophy of not being emotional. Like, I don't yell or cuss. Like, I do that here.
Yeah.
I'm here, though. But, like in my kingdom, I run a kingdom. A lot of you men run queendoms. A lot of you run queendoms. They you know, so much of their personality in there. I always can tell who's running the household when I walk in the bathroom. I like to see the set of the bathroom. What set is that? Was you, because if it's all decked out in flowers and stuff like that, that means you had no input in your house. No fucking input. You just allow. I walk past your bedroom to get to the bathroom, and I look to the right, and I see that bed is unmade, but the covers are lavender. This is what the fuck I'm talking about right here, dog. These motherfuckers just allow shit to happen. They don't have no motherfucking thought process of, you know what, this is my home, and I need to be consulted with every situation and thing that goes on in this motherfucker.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Don't put shit on the middle of the table. Hold on. What is this in the middle of the table? Who said that this something could go in the middle of the table right here? It's crazy, man.
Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in a question. But, yeah, man.
Yeah, we got about another 15 minutes. So let me call in all late.
Y'all got to be careful, guys, about just listening to people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So hopefully C can wake the fuck up by that bullshit. But the lines are open. If you got a question, go ahead and ask. But there's a lot of hate amongst these guys that hate themselves, man. It's a lot of this going on. Look at the irresponsibility. I mean, what king is irresponsible? Every move you make has got to be a boss move. I mean, it's just crazy how these motherfuckers just, but again, you see the remnants of that cult A lot of these motherfuckers come down from that cult that fucked them over every kind of which way, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy, man. And just looking at, you know, I know the guy said he was trolling, the Barker guy, but I want to say this to you, man. There's a certain level of maturity when you're around men, right? There's a certain level of understanding what putting that in the chat does to people, right? You know, when you're trying to create an emotion out of somebody, when you're trying to create a situation, you know, this is the type of stuff that happens. You know what I mean? You can't do that, man. Like, you got to be better than that.
Yeah,
you know, it's okay to joke, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to put LOL behind it or something. You didn't give no indication of that. And I don't know what that is, but
I mean, see, a lot of y'all guys who don't get, we're never going to say y'all ain't fucking. Y'all going to get some pussy, just that y'all going to be the bitch in the relationship. And we're just trying to prevent that shit. Especially y'all shouldn't, there's no reason why you should move a woman into your fucking crib. Why even do that? Why even cut? I mean, you guys have not even lived yet, and y'all want to grab the first thing that clings on to you, and then 208, I don't know, dog. Something is telling me that I think you kind of knocked her up to keep her down. You know what I mean? Because a lot of y'all
scared to lose her.
A lot of red pill, dudes do that kind of shit. You know what I mean? They scared to lose her. Remember, he did talk about losing her. Remember
he
that?
He did that. Yeah, he said that. So we putting the puzzle together. Doesn't seem like he left one in her that could try to feel like he was going.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Y'all gotta be careful about
that. I don't know what type of woman is gonna allow a man that's done all that wrong to control the money still. That to me tells me you know, she may be coached up too, because you know most women they hold that pressure to their chest.
Yeah.
They don't when it comes to money, we're not gonna be messing around with that. You know what I mean? So
you better hope that she'll run into a man, though. That shit's over.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Hey, if y'all gonna, call in 563-999-3056. Like I said, we got a little bit of time left. We're about to get up out of here. I don't do these long extreme shows. You know, I appreciate you guys and the support, but we got to make sure too that you guys are checking out the websites. We got themanmindset.com. We got Mr. 1950.com. You know, we're offering life-changing things. And the thing is that a lot of times you men, you know, feel like you can get bits and pieces here. But to be honest with you, we're real surface level on here. Mm-hmm. We stay kind of surface level. We don't really, like, talk to you in regards of how the depth of what you need. So you guys are going to continue to motion on self on the surface level because you guys are not investing in yourself. The biggest thing too is understanding that the decisions you make now are going to affect the later in life. Mm-hmm. And I just don't want to hear the excuse about no, there's no fathers. Use your resources, men and women out there. You know, women, we do well. Stu, I don't know about you, but I coach women too. I do have, you know, lady clients. A lot of them clients are really good women. They just need to be communicated with on how to choose the best man.
No, and
you
I,
know what
and,
I'm saying?
And I think I have women clients too. I think women just need structure from a man to understand what an expectation is. I mean, the problem is that it's good to have men coaches for women that are actually men, because they're forcing the woman to hold another standard that's different than her emotionals. Her emotional sense, she should be able to see that, you know what, yeah, I can be in my feminine to a man, but I need to make sure that motherfucker is actually a man. You know what I mean? I got to make sure he's a man. So if you're messing with someone and he's not a man, then, you know, absolutely. Women, yeah, get coaching as well for the ladies and stuff, man. Ladies need it too, man.
Yeah, they definitely do. And I think a woman would be a lot better off, too, if they really got a little bit of understanding how to choose. At the end of the day, a lot of them just kind of settle, because a lot of these men, they don't have it. They don't have it in them.
Well,
they indoctrinate themselves with fear.
Yeah, you know, I always tell them, I always give them the bad news. I just tell them, ladies, look, you just got to find the top zebra. You know what I mean? You just gotta find that zebra in the Serengeti, that beta, okay? And wait for the lion to come. just settle. Mm-hmm. I know they, I tell them, I know they don't want to settle, but I keep telling them, you can only rent and lease a man. You can't buy him. You can only rent and lease.
Can't buy him.
Can't buy him. So you just, got to do that. What's your thoughts on that, my brother?
Yeah, I mean, I think women, the first thing they need to look at is how controlled this man is of his own life.
Mm-hmm.
If you have opinions about things, how many times he tells you, thank you, but no thank you? How many times did he tell you no when you asked for something? That means he's going to be able to stand on his conviction.
Yeah.
Like, those are the key signs right there. If he's buckling from the top, and that means you can manipulate him. If you can do that, if you can manipulate him, he's going to be manipulated for his entire life unless he gets the light bulb goes off. Mm-hmm. But look, everybody, I appreciate everybody calling in. I do appreciate you guys in the chat. We're definitely about to get up out of here. I know Steve got a show later on. I don't know what it's called, but I'll definitely tune in.
Yeah, Taekwondo gave me the thing. I'll tell you what it is. It is called My Fault. Oh, wait, that's it. Okay. Game is bigger than the woman. It's everywhere, and it's all the time.
I love it. Yeah, that's absolutely 100%. It's 100%.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beauty in that. But
yeah, well, you guys do me one. I need you guys to go to the 1950 page, and what I need for it after this is what I always tell them after I do a live stream. What you do is you press like and you comment once I end this broadcast. That'll also help the algorithm out, so my stuff will be shared out. So after the broadcast, because I know you guys are in live chat now, you guys are pushing like, but after the broadcast, after it ends, you go to my page, you push like, and then you also comment. I really would appreciate that.
We got a last. I don't know why y'all do last minute. 510. What's
your last call?
Last call. 510. What's your question?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Shout out to y'all. Hey, I'm just looking for some coaching for sure. I'm gonna hit y'all up for coaching. Fan of you, Steve. I actually puzzling did all that, but I got to do it again. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to just get some coaching on some leadership skills. So I'm in corporate America right now, and I'm just trying to figure out how I could. Just be myself and effortlessly be a, you know, exhibit those man-like qualities. I'm trying to get all the bitch out of me, you dig? So,
I understand that. So let me tell you the first thing you need to do in order to move the way you want to move, right? You need to quit. And let me tell you what I mean by that. I don't want you to quit because you got financial duties you need to do. But the only way that you're going to be able to move the way you want to move as a man is you got to create your own business. You got to create your own environment where you can be yourself. Corporate America has rules to the game. You're going to act like they need you to act, or you're going to get the F out of there. You understand what I mean? When you're an employee, you will always be bound by their rules. And the reason why I'm telling you that is I own a business. But I also worked in the corporate world before. And I moved away. And the reason why I moved the way I moved, and I knew it wasn't for me, is because I'm not a guy who bites my tongue. If I see bitch assness, I'm gonna speak on it. If I see somebody being disrespectful, trying to slight me on the way, I'm gonna say something. But I knew then, I said, you know what? This is not the environment for me, because I know in this world there's too many rules in order for me to be removed. And then as a man, I feel like financially, I need to make sure my money's always protected. I don't want that guy in charge of my money. I don't want that guy, or that lady, or that other lady in charge of my money or what I feed my family with. So even though I was in the corporate world, I created my own. So I knew in case this didn't work out, I was going to have that. And I was always thinking to motion away from that. Because ultimately, as a man, in order for you to move how you originally supposed to move, you gotta be the boss.
Well, let me ask this guy a question. What are you looking for leadership in?
Really leadership and just control of my emotions. I'm weak in that. Also just
how? What? Really, wait, give us an example.
So So one of the problems that I've addressed with myself is that I pretty much reveal a lot about myself to people that I don't even really care about like that. I pretty much talk too much.
So you're looking to be against me. Well, of course, they should use that against you. I think they should. I think they're doing an admirable job because you're weak. And what 1950 was saying is right, but I don't want to work for someone like you. The fuck would I do that for? Especially the way you are right now. You tell me all this. Why are you telling your business? Do you know one of the rules of the game is keep business off the street? Do you know one of the rules of the game is not talk about shit on the front end? Everything should be discussed on the back end. So why are you talking to everybody?
Yeah.
Are you trying to be accepted? Are you trying to win them over? Are you trying to impress them? Are you trying to be their friend? What are you trying to do?
Conflict. I had a habit of trying to be accepted, right? But then I consciously checked myself, like, right after, like, damn, that was some bitch-ass shit. I don't care about these motherfuckers. So it's like a habit I'm trying to correct.
But what are you trying to prove to these people? What is you telling them about you supposed to prove? What is it supposed to prove?
For me, in my case, when it comes to this, just try to prove to them how smart I am. So,
no, you're proving how dumb you are. No, you're not. Okay. When you're trying to prove how smart you are, you're showing how dumb you are.
Yeah.
Smart is proven by action, not words, man. It's actions, man. You sitting around here talking to what? What are you saying to these people? Give me an example of what you're saying to these people.
So I'm in the tech field, right? And being in the tech field, I mean, I'm black, so I adopted a mindset before getting into this.
Stop. Wait. We're going to leave some at the door. I don't give a fuck about your color. I can hear right now you're going to use that as an excuse. Fuck your color. Because you know what? This black motherfucker I'm sitting next to is a black man that has his own shit. So your blackness don't mean shit in this thing because he's got his own shit and he's black. So don't use that black shit as a fucking crutch. So go ahead. You work at thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I basically think that, and I agree with you. I've been trying to get rid of that mentality. It's just I've adopted that in the past.
Just tell us what you're saying to these motherfuckers real quick.
Okay. So, like, I try to, like, over-explain about something that I know a lot about. But
so you got a stick up your ass. You a stick up your ass type motherfucker. You that stuffy motherfucker, no one that wants to be around.
Nah, not at all.
You didn't take base times height divided by pi, which has to come to 3.14 in diameter. That's how you are, man. This is what you're saying.
Okay.
This is what you're saying. You're sitting around here. Go to Mr. 1950.com. Go to Mr. 1950.com and you can get at him. Is that correct, Mr. Hey, wait, matter of fact, how you gonna ask the question you see? Hold on, caller. How the fuck you gonna ask the question you don't see? You see this dot com right there. Oh my god, dog! What is wrong with y'all, motherfuckers, man? I'm like, how do I get water? But anyway, so real quick, but no, what I'm saying to you, caller, is this. Why do you think if there's no options, email them, goddammit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this option's all the way at the bottom, man. Destroy all the way to the bottom, man.
Jesus fuck, man. All right, call her.
Options all the way at the bottom.
Yeah, so I want to, dog, what is that supposed to do? I don't understand. Are you in trouble at your job? Are you on the outs? I mean, what's going on?
Nah, it's really that problem of telling people too much. It's like I told you, they use shit against me. And you're right, they should. And I'm just trying to work on controlling how much I talk. I just talk too much, and I hate that.
That's where coaching comes in. I know how long you been listening to the show right now? How long you been listening to this show?
To this show? Probably about a month.
I'm talking about today's show. How long have you been listening to this show?
Oh, I jumped on like 20 minutes ago.
Okay, so did you hear what I said? That in order for us to get you started, we got to get the bitch out of you. Okay, so bitch is the fear. Bitches the hesitation. Bitches when you can't self-reflect to make moves like a man. There's a lot of different ways. So, like I said, man, I know in this conversation you want some answers. The best answer I can tell you is invest in yourself.
And I'm gonna give you a shot. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, 50. I'll give you another.
You go. You got it. You got it.
I got another answer for you. This ain't for you, dog. And it's same with you, Clean James. It ain't for you. Go ahead, you take that shit off. It ain't for you, too. You, let me get this straight. Your bitch ass has been listening to this shit for months, and you are finally wanting to know what the fuck you should do? Are you serious? I can understand if you've been here your first week here. I'll let you slide. But you've been here for a fucking month, and you're calling right now, caller?
Took some of the free game. I'm going to get some coaching for y'all, but I still take some of the free game.
No. Was a free game for you because you still the bitch you were a month ago. So what the fuck you mean free game? Because you still doing the same shit. See, hey, caller, listen. This is what I talk about. This is why the game, I always call it Law Zero. Everybody can't be a man, big dog. And sometimes you just need to find the best grass, which is across the creek from the crocodiles and hippopotamus, and go with your loser-ass friends and chew on that grass over there. This ain't for you. Because there's no sense in urgency in you. Listen, and it's not just you, dog. Don't worry, because a lot of these guys are you. All you doing is laying on your stomach, bird-watching 50, with your feet dangling in the air, thinking that what he's telling you is going to help you out when you don't have no motherfucking game. And then, I see, 50, the reason I'm like this, I feel like it's a spit in our face because we do everything we fucking can to give you an advantage. And yet you're calling a month later? What?
Yes.
Shit don't make sense, bro.
I don't understand,
man.
The best men in the world, the best men in the world, if they don't know it, they'll use their resources in order to get it.
Quickly.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's nothing I'm going to delay on. I'm not delaying on it.
And caller, real quick, the reason I say that, because when I got in the game at 9 years old, there was a sense of urgency. I wanted to be up on the motherfucker that teach me some shit. I wanted it. And I wanted it bad. So bad I kept bugging and begging and begging and begging. And let me know. That's what it was like. But again, see, the reason I can understand you don't, because I know what it feels like when you do. And you don't. And you think that's the fantasy. Because how old are you, big dog? Are you like 18 years old or some shit?
25.
You are a 25-year-old fucking loser-ass motherfucker. Listen, this shit for a month, and there was nothing that kicked in that 1950 said to get you off your lazy fucking ass to go and to him and say, I need some help in coaching. That should have been day, not even day one. That should have been during the fucking first show you ever heard him. The first show you heard him, you should have been like, I'm calling this motherfucker right now. I'm getting in touch with this motherfucker right now. And I got to get this right now. I got to get this in, man. Because look at that. Look at what you are right now and what you could have been. Just think if you had a month of tutelage from him, you wouldn't be calling right now with this bitch-ass shit caller.
Yeah, that's a fact. Well, I appreciate y'all, fellas. I definitely need the punch in the chest. And I can take it. You know, I'm willing to learn at all times, and I do know this shit is for me.
Doug, you're not willing to learn because it says the guy who's been listening to 1950 for a month and is just calling right now. Are you actually willing to learn? Look, dog, listen, I'm a dick because I read between the lines. And you're lying right now. You're not trying to learn.
Yeah.
I got right now. I'm on the look. I got five inquiries in regards of coaching. And this is, you know, this happens all the time, but like, this is what I'm saying. Like, people invest in themselves, and you got to understand, man, like, the best thing for you to do at all times is use your resources. That's what I'm going to say to you, man. We're about to get up out of here.
Yes.
But I do appreciate you calling in, man. I'm glad you took it on the chin.
Thank you.
Don't be emotional about it later on, though, man. Cry and weep in the corner and grab your knees, man. You don't want to do that.